Once there was a little girl called Sophie, and she was having tea with her mummy in the kitchen. Suddenly, there was a ring at the door. Sophie's mummy said, "I wonder who that can be. It can't be the milkman, because he came this morning. And it can't be the boy from the grocer, because this isn't the day he comes. And it can't be Daddy, because he's got his key. We'd better open the door and see." Sophie opened the door and there was a big, furry, stripy tiger. The tiger said,
"Excuse me, but I'm very hungry. Do you think I could have tea with you?"
Sophie's mummy said, "Of course, come in." So the tiger came into the kitchen and sat down at the table. Sophie's mummy said, "Would you like a sandwich?" But the tiger didn't take just one sandwich. He took all the sandwiches on the plate and swallowed them in one big mouthful. "Okay, don't panic. Don't panic. It's only a visa bill. It's a piece of paper. A few numbers. I mean, just how scary can a few numbers be?" I stare out of the office window at a bus driving down Oxford Street, willing myself to open the white envelope sitting on my cluttered desk. "It's only a piece of paper," I tell myself for the thousandth time. And I'm not stupid, am I? I know exactly how much this visa bill will be. Sort of. Roughly. It'll be about £200. 300, maybe. Yes, maybe 300. 350 max. I casually close my eyes and start to tot up. There was that suit in Jigsaw. And there was that dinner with Suze at Quaglino's. And there was that gorgeous red and yellow rug. The rug was £200, come to think of it. But it was definitely worth every penny. Everyone's admired it. Or at least Suze has.